News release City of Orillia. In light of the province's announcement to begin the process of gradually easing restrictions effective January 31, 2022 at 12:01 a.m., the City of Orillia is working towards the reopening of select city facilities and amenities with COVID-19 health and safety measures in place. We look forward to reopening city recreation and cultural facilities for residents to enjoy safely. As the province gradually eases restrictions and more amenities and businesses reopen, it is incredibly important that we remain vigilant and adhere to all COVID-19 safety measures in place, said Mayor Steve Clark. While key public health indicators are starting to show signs of improvement, Omicron continues to be prevalent and highly transmissible in our community and continues to put pressure on our hospital and our healthcare providers. It's up to all of us to keep each other safe and help minimize the spread. If you are eligible and haven't been vaccinated or received your booster shot yet, please do so as soon as possible. Please note the following impacts to City of Orillia facilities and services, recreation programming and facilities. The Orillia Recreation Center, Brian Orser Arena and Rotary Place will open effective January 31, 2022 at 50% capacity. As required by the province, proof of vaccination is required for facility users 12 years of age and up. Only enhanced vaccination certificates with QR codes will be accepted. Registered programs, pre-registered drop-in programs and pre-registered drop-in fitness, swimming and public skating will begin on January 31, 2022. Participants can pre-register for drop-ins now either online at orillia.ca/sun or via phone by calling 705-325-4386. In-person registration will begin on January 31, 2022. Please note, drop-in programs and registered programs may be subject to change based on staffing levels. User groups will have access to recreation facilities beginning January 31, 2022. Barnfield Point Recreation Center will remain closed at this time with the exception of access to Bayside Restaurant beginning February 1, 2022. Opera House and Stephen Leacock Museum. The Orillia Opera House will reopen the week of January 31, 2022 in accordance with provincial regulations at 50% capacity. As required by the province, proof of vaccination is required for facility users 12 years of age and up. Only enhanced vaccination certificates with QR codes will be accepted. For more information on box office hours, tickets or rentals, please visit orilliaoperahouse.ca. Tickets are also available to purchase 24/7 online. The Stephen Leacock Museum remains closed to the public for the season and is working towards a May reopening. Staff are taking inquiries for future bookings and can be reached at 705-325-2196 or by visiting leacockmuseum.com. Other municipal facilities. The Orillia City Center, 50 Andrew Street South, will remain open by appointment only at this time. No walk-ins are permitted. To book an appointment, visit orillia.ca/online services. Residents are encouraged to continue accessing city services through the website, email and phone when possible. The Orillia Youth Center will reopen January 31, 2022 and operate within the province's guidelines for capacity limits. For more information, contact the Youth Center at 705-325-8082. The Orillia Farmers Market continues to operate at 50% capacity Saturday mornings at the Orillia Public Library. Visit orilliafarmersmarket.on.ca for details. The Wastewater Treatment Center, Water Filtration Plant, Municipal Operations Center, Fire Stations, and Waste Diversion Site Administration Office remain closed to the public at this time. The Waste Diversion Site itself is open to the public. All services are available by phone or email. Masks, face coverings are required to enter all City of Orillia facilities with the exception of children under the age of 2 and when participating in an athletic or fitness activity. If you are unable to wear a mask or face covering, please contact the department or service directly by phone or email to make alternative arrangements. For more information on the status of City of Orillia facilities and services, please visit orillia.ca/COVID-19. The first step in the province's approach to gradually lifting public health measures as of January 31, 2022 includes, but is not limited to, increasing social gathering limits to 10 people indoors and 25 people outdoors. Increasing or maintaining capacity limits at 50% in indoor public settings, including, but not limited to, restaurants, retailers, including grocery stores and pharmacies, shopping malls, non-spectator areas of sports and recreational fitness facilities, including gyms, meeting and event spaces, recreational amenities, museums, galleries, aquariums, zoos and similar attractions, religious services, rites, or ceremonies. Allowing spectator areas of facilities such as sporting events, concert venues and theaters to operate at 50% seated capacity or 500 people, whichever is less. For more information on the province's three-step plan to gradually lift public health measures over the next few months, please visit ontario.ca/COVID-19. For COVID-19 updates, assessment center information, and the latest vaccination information from the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit, visit simcoemuskokahealth.org/COVID-19.